Hey, everybody out there.
Party's up.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we are currently on the road again, heading back to Chi City.
In Kentucky again, actually.
Yeah.
Like our first. We're just going north now on I-65.
It's currently 1:45 in the afternoon. We left about 9:15, 9:30. It's 93 degrees. Holy shit.
Yep.
It is toasty out here.
We've been dealing with a lot of hot weather. I don't know if we've mentioned that as much as it should be, but it was super hot in Tennessee. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And it could not be muggier.
And more infested with moths.
Oh, Keith has discovered an absolute hatred of moths on this trip.
I hate them. I cannot stand them. I don't know. They're just so gross. I don't know what's wrong with them.
So you say it's not a fear, but I can't imagine it's anything else. You just hate them?
They're just furry and winged, and they smell weird.
They don't smell weird. You can't smell them.
Dude, you can smell them.
You can smell them when they burn.
Yeah. That's true. And plus, it's like you can't just swat them out of the air because they leave gross dust on your hand.
Yep.
And I don't like that. Okay.
And I've found we have a terrible dichotomy with moths, because whereas you absolutely hate moths, it seems that every time I open a door down here, I let a giant moth in.
It's because you're a dick.
It's because I can't help it, Robert.
And it's those moths. They're so intrusive, and they don't seem to know where they're going.
They don't. Well, they're bugs, man. No bugs know what they're doing.
Yeah, some bugs do. Ants, bees.
Bees don't know where they're going, dude.
Bees
they have
know
no
where
idea.
They're going.
Dude, I once. No,
bees
no.
are absolutely mindless creatures.
They're retarded. So aware.
No, they're not.
They dance around candy, dude.
Bees
well,
are
no, they're attracted to the bright colors of candy.
And then they communicate by dancing.
Well, they're trying to have sex with it, and then they realize that it's not a flower.
And they dance, and more of them come, and they're like, yeah, hell yeah, an M&M, and they all carry it home.
Wait, a group of bees carry an M&M
after
home
partying for about an hour.
So yeah. they bring it to their queen, and the queen's like, what the fuck is this? What am I going to do with this M&M?
Dance around it. Baby. I don't like moths. I killed a lot of them.
We did. You kept trying to shoot them point blank with our new dart gun. Invented a new game.
Oh, boy, did we.
Oh, man, and it's so much fun.
The game is called Equus, or Gunball, is the alternate name to that. And it is just, it's a phenomenal game. The problem is, you have to have a very specific board, which we're still trying to find our own copy of. They had a board at the cabin. It's an old-timey thermometer, the kind you would find at, like, a Cracker Barrel or something.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not the Cracker Barrel that we were at. It's just a thermometer advertising Dr. Barker's horse liniment, now good for mules and jackasses.
I don't know. We have to spend a lot of time to look for that.
And the way, what we realize is the temperature gauge, it goes up from, like, from negative 20 to zero all the way up to 110. And there's these little dashes and boxes that these numbers exist in. We realize they're just a good size to aim for with a Nerf dart gun.
Yeah, which we all bought, by the way.
And they stick magnificently to this tin. So it's basically darts, but you're using a dart gun, and instead of a circle, it's like there are columns of numbers.
Right.
And there's a secondary column that has the hashes of like how to find out if it's 93 degrees or something like that. But the hashes used to refer to like a double, so like in darts, a double, because it's a much smaller area to hit. And then there's 10 rounds,
right.
10 innings,
or outings,
10 innings,
whatever,
if you will, of 6 shots from the Magnum Nerf gun, because we all just bought that exact one, and 6 shots seems to be pretty fair.
It's actually a very, very complex system that we kind of bullshit
it's a nice spot. It's a nice mixture between bowling, baseball, and darts.
Yeah. Which we did. I forgot. We went bowling yesterday too.
Yeah, that's right. We also went bowling.
Kind of for lack of a better thing to do, we went bowling in Lebanon after we got our minivan fixed.
So, I got a 171 on one game, and a turkey in that game.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Strikes.
I couldn't beat. My high was 153, but I'm pretty sure that's the best game of bowling I've ever had.
Tin's got a bullshit strike.
Oh, I got a great bullshit strike.
Yeah, I didn't like that. But more about the dart game. Yeah. There's 10 innings. Well, it's 10, and then the last frame of the inning, like bowling, is special. Right. Because for every double that you get, so you have 6 shots, and you could possibly get 6 doubles. If every double you get to shoot at the picture of the horse that's at the top. And every dart that you hit that horse with is an extra 100 points. So the game could be significantly changed in the last round.
Also, bonus, or should I say boners, you get 100 points for hitting the horse, but you get 200 points if you hit a dart, so you make it look like the horse has a boner. And those are called horse points.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we were closely discussing. Considering naming the actual game Horse Points.
But we think it's better to name it Equus or Gunball and just have Horse Points be, you know, kind of like the bonus round.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun. We thought originally it would be hard to even score 3,000 points.
Yeah. And once we added doubles into the mix, it kind of just shot over that.
Yeah.
But if you can find, if you're listening to this and you can find a large tin thermometer advertising specifically Dr. Baxter's horse liniment. Dr. Barker's horse liniment. Please let us know, because we need to find our own board.
We need to find at least 2, because I want one for my apartment.
Yeah, because this is a really, really fun cross between darts and getting to shoot a Nerf gun.
Oh my god, it's
and
so
Nerf
much
guns
fun.
Are so much more fun than throwing darts.
Yeah.
You also get 6 shots, which feels more satisfying than 3 darts.
Oh yeah. The game is just fun. We played about 3 rounds.
Yeah.
And then I just kept shooting at it because I wanted more practice. But yeah. Man, that thing is fun.
We also did some other various dart shooting around the cabin we stayed in, which once again, thank you to Robert's grandparents for letting us use that.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Make sure they'll
so
listen to this.
And then the last thing we did was go to the party last night.
Whoa, wow. Out in the far reaches of the forest, there is a trailer.
As back as the backwoods could get.
A big old double-wide trailer.
I mean, holy... this place was just nuts. I've been to some parties, and this was a party. Like a party.
This is a weird party.
Imagine like you're in high school and your parents won't let you do anything, but then you find like a house that's all to yourself. And not only is it all to yourself, but it's in the middle of nowhere. So you can do whatever you want. This is what this house looks like.
Yeah.
If you were just a kid and you can do whatever you want forever in this house, because no one's going to stop you.
And it's like some people were in their early 20s and all of a sudden inherited this mountainside trailer along with plenty of money for posters and Sharpies of their choosing.
Yeah.
And just had them go nuts.
And random couches.
Yeah. And our own Robert Allen was a temporary resident of this place too.
Yeah. Had his own couch and everything.
Yeah.
Still does.
Still does.
But man, for instance, hey, ever been to a party where there are just jars of moonshine being passed around?
Yeah.
We've been now.
We got to try some moonshine.
That was sort of scary.
I think I had a little more than you guys. I liked it. I thought it was good.
You dipped on into that stuff.
Yeah, that was good, man.
That was good stuff, man.
It's really good, Robert.
It's just kind of a terrifying experience to drink anything homemade out of a jar that contains alcohol.
Yeah, it was creepy.
And then we met a fellow Chicago in there. Do you guys remember his name?
Oh God, I wish I could.
Oh yeah, that was all the new people that just now started coming up there.
Do you remember that guy's name, Robert?
Yeah, his name's Danny.
Danny.
He's cool, but they all just recently started coming up there because someone invited them.
Well, so this man was about, what was he, about 40, 41?
41.
41 years old.
41!
From Chicago. He was a disciple. Oh, no, he was a Gaylord.
Yeah, he was.
And the disciple, which is around, they used to be around the neighborhood that I currently work in, but they're not really there anymore. But, he was an old Gaylord, and he was 40, and he ended up vomiting pretty violently while you guys were singing your song.
Like, very yeah. impressively. We were trying to do a rendition of Latino Heat, me and Keith, which did not go over like it does back in Illinois.
No. I don't know.
You got like three people going, but we're loving it.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
But it's hard to keep an audience captivated when there's a man just violently vomiting into an industrial-sized garbage container.
Really funny, though.
Yeah.
And he had his wife and...
His ex-wife.
Ex-wife and daughter there. And
which, if there was ever a person there that needed to be rescued, it was her.
Yeah.
But she was preggers and very proud of it, it seemed.
Yeah. And then, Keith, you had a nice little interaction.
Well, okay,
right?
So I've gotten into a phase where I sort of use the term dude
to everyone.
Yeah,
we all just say dude.
Yeah, we all
like,
have been.
Like, yeah, dude. And I do that. I did that to this girl, and she took offense. She's like, I'm not a boy. And I'm like, I know you're not. It's a slang term for, like, people, like how people say, hey, you guys, but that could include girls. It's dude. It's like, it's person. She said, well, and then we got into a big to-do about it. And I'm like, oh, whatever. And then she wandered away, but she told me that she had a baby growing inside of her, and she'd be okay with me calling her dude as soon as I could do that. And I was like, well, I can't do that.
She was very adamant about the fact that you could call her dude as soon as you grew female features.
Yeah, if she
also
grew a
said,
great rack.
Yeah,
something.
You could call me a dude as soon as you grow yourself a rack.
And I said, well, I won't do that, but I'm still going to call you a dude. You can't not make me say dude.
Oh, by the way, if you're trying to sync your podcast with the drive at home, we are just approaching and just passing exit 132 right now on 65
which
North.
Which is Louisville.
Louisville is on our left side coming up here, so if you look out your window, just make sure it's outside.
You will see the Louisville Fieldhouse.
Yep.
And
see a bit of the skyline if it's a clear day for you.
Absolutely.
We're traveling at 70 miles an hour.
So make sure you're maintaining that exact speed or this isn't going to work.
I will also try to maintain that exact speed for you. Uh-oh, 67. Oh, it's a speed limit 55.
Well,
I'm not going to maintain
that 70.
Do your
best at home.
Yeah. Snore down.
So now, and then we went home after that, right? And then that was about it. Now here we are on our way back. Guys, what have we learned, if anything, from this wonderful trip?
That's a good question, LP.
Keith, I'm interested in what you here have to say. What have you learned about going back home?
You know, going back and seeing where I grew up and seeing how small Carthage is and how different my life is now than it used to be, is I sort of realized why I really like to hang out with people. And specifically, I don't really do much alone. I always try to hang out with other people and do things in groups of people is because in Carthage there's really nothing to do besides hang out with people. You know, we don't have any cool places to go, good exciting foods to eat, any fun to be had. Really, there's a few things in that town, and that's it. So it really relies on you having friends that you can just goof around with all the time, and just do nothing together, I guess. Overall, I'm, you know, Carthage just doesn't do it for me anymore. I can never return, I don't think.
Yeah, I got the sense that you, when you were meeting with other people, you were just happy to be living in the big city of Chicago.
Yes, I was. I am. I'm very happy to be a Chicagoan. I feel I fit in very well there.
What about you, Tins? What have you learned? You've been to Carthage before, right? Tennessee around?
Yeah, I've been to Cookeville, yeah. But I've been around the general area. What I have learned is be thankful for where you come from and the people that are around you. Because if you venture too far from there, some of that outside world is mighty scary.
Are you referring to the incident last night with the knife?
God, I hated that knife! Why was there such a big-ass knife in
that
room?
Why are you so worried? It's not like anybody was going to cut you.
I know, but people were liquored up on homemade booze.
Oh, whatever. They always have knives. That's what I assume the South is just people partying with knives.
I
wasn't worried.
So, but that's the thing. They might be used to knife parties. I'm not yet used to knife parties. So that's what I'm saying. I'm comfortable in the city. I'm comfortable with my group of friends. I'm comfortable whipping around dull objects at my apartment. Knives, maybe that's my motto I'm taking out of this trip. Knives is where I draw the line.
Robert, do you have any words of wisdom here? If you want to chime in.
Apart from Robert's words of wisdom.
From Robert's words of wisdom.
It was fun.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. I think if I had to take anything away from it, I was worried because I'm Hispanic about racism, and I don't know what I was worried about. Everyone was so nice.
You stomped all over those people.
Southern hospitality is alive and well.
Totally is.
It really is.
Oh my God, these people were just so, they have no idea who I am, and everyone just welcomed me into their home, and it was so, so nice.
Yeah.
Hey, we are in Indiana now!
Hooray!
And there's one thing, yeah, about that Southern hospitality that I totally forgot about is when we were first driving in Carthage, we drove by the high school and we drove by and there was just a family walking and they waved.
Oh, yeah, everyone waves.
They waved and I waved and then I was like, yeah, everybody waves here. LP and Tins were, wait, you don't know them? I'm like, oh, no, people just wave to everyone. Just wave. Hello.
Which we were witness to a few more times later on in the next few days.
Yeah. Well, I guess that that about wraps it up. There's nothing more for us on this trip except now the painful boredom that is Indiana, followed by the exact same thing in Illinois.
Yeah.
Which LP hates Indianapolis.
I hate Indianapolis.
Oh,
are we there yet?
God, we've got about
that is a piss poor city if I've ever seen
100 miles or so.
And if we have any Indianapolis listeners, please, just leave. Why are you there? Oh, the Colts? Come on, really? Peyton? Yeah, screw him.
Hey, man.
Hey, Peyton's good.
Yeah, he's a great football player. Whatever. Okay. All right, I guess the next time we'll talk to you guys is on Monday, right?
Yeah.
When we do the podcast, our next podcast.
Let's get Robert's official words of wisdom in here.
Right, Robert, give us your official words of wisdom.
Here we go, Robert. What do you have to say?
Well, first off, fuck you. If worms had daggers, birds wouldn't fuck with them.
As true today as it's always
don't
been.
Don't say anything, you'll ruin it.
You want to say it again and then I'll stop the podcast immediately?
No, don't.
No, why don't you say it?
Fuck you.
Say bye, everybody.
Bye.